Robert Ducairne sat back, rubbing his forehead wearily. Another half hour, he thought, and they could finally break for lunch. He was looking forward to it, and not just because he'd skimped on breakfast that morning. His head throbbed. The congestion in his ears was worse than ever. The clerk who was currently speaking sounded as if he were in a barrel underwater, and he dearly wanted a little time in privacy to consider his unexpected encounter with Howard Wilson. Not that he expected to feel a great deal of comfort after he'd done the considering, he thought. He felt his nose start to drip and muttered a short, pungent phrase which went rather poorly with the dignity of his august office. He hated blowing his nose in public, but the alternative seemed worse. So he reached into his pocket for his handkerchief and froze. For just an instant, not a single muscle moved, and then he forced himself to relax, one nerve at a time. He hoped no one had noticed his reaction. And when he thought about it, there was no reason anyone should have, really. But that didn't prevent him from feeling as if he had somehow, in that instant, pasted an enormous archer's target onto his own back. Or, perhaps, had someone else pasted there. His fingertips explored the small but thick envelope, which had somehow come to be nestled under his handkerchief. It hadn't been there when he left his suite this morning, and he knew he hadn't put it there since. In fact, he could think of only one person who'd been close enough to find the opportunity to slide anything unobtrusively into his pocket. And just at this moment, he couldn't think of a single gift that person could have given him that wouldn't be, at least potentially, more deadly than its own weight in cyanide. Odd, a corner of his brain thought. For someone who was so hungry a few seconds ago, I seem to have lost my appetite remarkably quickly.